your work as a petroleum engineer is taking you many places in the world, I suppose.
Yeah, Colombia, Germany, Israel. The firm has been in a number of other places, but those are mainly the places where I've been.
And here you come back as a citizen to Germany again.
Yeah.
Working probably not far from...
Well, actually what happened, it was about 30 miles from my hometown. I went there the first weekend and I located one of my best friends. So I was there every weekend.
In your hometown?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a crazy world.
Yes. Yes, it is. Wow. Well, here you are, 89 years old, working every day.
Yeah, I don't work too hard. There are certain jobs that I do. I try to get here by 10:30.
And your wife is still living?
No. She passed away in 2001. And I married again, Marjorie Singer.
So George Singer in town, is that her?
Yeah, yeah, that's her son.
Your
yeah.
wife's son? Then.
Yeah.
Okay. You're in good health?
Yeah. I've had a stent operation, but I try to ride my bicycle 25, 30 minutes.
Well, you appear to be in good health, and you are.
Of course, genes have a lot to do with it, but exercise does too. When we got called back during the Korean deal, as instructors, we couldn't participate in regular physical training, so we had to pass a fitness test. Some guys almost had a heart attack. Had been out of shape, and we'd been out of the service only 5 years. So I figured, you know, that's too young. So I've been exercising ever since.
As you look back on your life...
It's been a lot of fun.
And you reflect, it's just kind of, I don't know if bizarre is the word, in a way it is.
It is. When you look at the coincidences, it hasn't been dull.
What did you know about, or after, I guess, as you read the history books about Auschwitz and the concentration camps? That you didn't know about till you were out of the military, or did you know about it?
I don't know. This is the thing that I've been thinking about. When did we know? There were rumors, but I really don't know. Now, we came across a barn full of burned bodies at a little town called Gardelegen. Those were political prisoners. In other words, as the Russians and the Allies closed in, the Germans were moving people back and forth. Finally, they ran out of space. So they put these people in a barn full of straw and set fire to the straw. That was about the only thing we saw. Then when we moved back, as the Russians came in, we came across a camp called Ohrdruf. But that had already been mostly cleaned up. Otherwise, we didn't really see anything in our sector.
Those political prisoners, would they have been Jews?
No.
You didn't see any? You just heard rumors?
I don't really recall. I know the 45th Division hit Dachau, which was in Bavaria.
Would you have known anybody that had gone to one of those concentration camps?
Oh, I guess. Actually, there was a displaced person camp near Deggendorf, where we were in Bavaria, and I ran into a man that I knew from my hometown who'd been in a concentration camp.
Did he talk about his experience?
At the time, no.
But to read and to hear about what went on in those camps has to really...
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And it could have been you.
Certainly. Yeah. I mean, you got to thank your lucky stars.
Yeah. But life has been good to you here.
Yeah, I don't have any complaints.